am Dallas Lewin, and I'm glad that Pastor gave me the opportunity to share a message that God has given to me. Now, before I do a message, I'm going to tell you a joke. How do we know that owls are smarter than chickens? Have you ever heard of Kentucky Fried Owl? Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for today, and thank you that I get to bring a message to these people, and thank you for this nice day. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have your Bibles, please turn to Isaiah 53:1-6. Isaiah 53:1-6. Who hath believed our report, and to whom hath the arm of the Lord revealed? He hath grown up before us as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and cured our sorrows, for he is stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions, he is bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. The title of my message tonight is Jesus Understands. Jesus understands what you're going through. Have you ever had someone not believe you, even when you were telling the truth? Jesus was not believed too. We saw this in verse 1. Jesus understands what it feels like to not be accepted or believed. Jesus understands what it feels like to be rejected. In verse 2 it says, he's despised and rejected, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. Have you ever been misunderstood? If you've ever been to a fast food restaurant, you know what it feels like to be misunderstood. Once I went to Wendy's and my mom and dad ordered me chicken strips, and they got me chicken nuggets. They ordered ranch, and I got barbecue sauce. My sister's the barbecue sauce lady. Jesus has been misunderstood too, but a lot worse than just his order at Wendy's. Jesus understands, and Jesus loves you. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus wants to save you and give you a home in heaven. When I was 4 years old, I remember watching Bible class with my sister. She was in second grade, and I was 4, so I wasn't in school, so I watched her doing Bible class. Your teacher was teaching on the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And I remember going back in my room, making my bed, and folding a blanket and putting it at the end of my bed. I remember asking my mom some questions. My mom showed me from the Bible that, number one, I was a sinner. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Even though I was a little boy, I knew that I was a sinner and that I could not do good works to earn heaven. The second thing I realized is that there was a penalty for my sin, death and hell. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The third thing I realized is that Jesus died for my sins. Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And lastly, I realized that Jesus wants to give me a home in heaven. Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever means anybody. I could put my name in that verse. For thou shalt call upon the name of the Lord, and thou shalt be saved, and given a home in heaven. So in closing, remember that Jesus understands, Jesus loves you, and Jesus wants to save you. If you have never accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, I hope you will accept Him today. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you that I got to do this message, and please help to speak to the hearts here. And thank you that Pastor let me do this, and I pray this all in your name. Amen.